and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mike David, and joining me today, please welcome my guest, Jose Leon. Jose, how you doing today?
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking. And why don't you start with first putting out your contact info or whatever is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for after the show?
You can reach me at my website. It's probably the best way. It's joseleon-reiki-rnt.com. That's joseleon-reiki-rnt.com. And my contact number is 604-839-3500. And you can find my email and my social media on my website.
Awesome. And Jose, we're definitely glad to have you back with us. We're excited to get more information and insight from you. But for those who are maybe first time tuning into you or may not be as familiar, if you can, just kind of go over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit of background about yourself.
Well, I've been in the wellness, I guess, industry for about 18 years. And I've always been interested in helping people. So being of service, it's kind of a calling for me. So I've incorporated energy using Reiki, my base module, as well as intuitive counseling for people, practical tools to kind of help them bring more awareness, as well as a plan for them to direction wise to how to move through stress or emotional or issues in their life. And I come from a background of just kind of studying a lot of things that support people from a holistic point of view. So psychology, I did some nursing, went into massage therapy program as well, just to kind of work with the body as well from the physical pain and how it relates to your body. So I found out through my own life, as well as my practice, that you can't just deal with people from a physical point of view, that they needed a lot of the contributing inflammatory things to their conditions or situations was a lot coming from their psychological and emotional place, belief systems, coping mechanisms, trauma, this kind of thing. So my approach is basically to create more of a rounded, holistic approach for people in my practice.
Excellent. Now, of course, in our previous shows, we've talked pretty in-depth on Reiki and how it helps people. Now, I did want to just clarify, do you actually have to be a healer to learn Reiki? And what would be involved in actually becoming someone that can heal people with Reiki if they want to do it themselves?
One of the reasons that I like, and I talk about Reiki because I use it, and I had it help my life and other people, so I know it works and it's effective. Also, the reason that I really like it for people is that, because there's many modules out there, as you know, Mike, there's Qigong, nurses using therapeutic touch, there's prana healing, there's, you can probably go on a very large list of resources and tools out there. But the reason I like Reiki, and it's because for the audience or regular folks, even people who don't understand healing, aren't holistic, aren't even into wellness per se, this energy module just works. It's very easy to learn, and you don't need to know anything. You don't need to be a healer. You don't need to be, a monk on the mountain or even go to church or anything like that. It's an energy module in its simplest form that's allowing you to access this kind of universal energy through the specific frequency of Reiki that you channel through as a conduit to help support your own body to heal or balance better or another person's. And the training is very simple. There's four levels, but just to activate the energy frequency connection to the Reiki, you just need to attend a workshop, a level one class, which they basically talk about Reiki and what it's involved, the history, how to use it, how to open it, how to close, and how to do a professional session. So this is why it's great for people, because you don't need to invest thousands of dollars. You don't need to spend 3 years in a schooling. You can just have this tool that just works and supports your body and somebody else's life if you need to do that. So over one, usually it's taught in one day, and some teachers are teaching it over 2 days, two half days over a weekend. So very accessible, and this is why it's kind of global now and why people are trying it as well, because it's not cultural, religious, it's just an energy module that's very supportive for you.
Excellent, excellent. Now, when people are healed or have experienced some healing from Reiki, is it important to kind of get a follow-up and come back?
Yeah, this is like the Achilles heel for all us, whether we are a therapist or professional, medical or holistic, is, you know, people come into my office, and I've been there too, and I'm sure you have as well, Mike, where, you know, you feel a little better, where you go to massage or energy clearing or a counselor, and then you kind of stop going, checking in. So I think people need to understand that just like anything in your life, you need to reinforce the new way, the new habits, the new energy frequency, the new belief system. Just like if you try to do this high-level yoga, you can kind of do it and then stop. You'll get your body memory will go back to kind of where you were before. So it's at a physical level as well as it's in an emotional, energetic level. So the problem with people is that a lot of us are impatient, as you know, myself included, and we want like a quick fix or we want to get better sooner. And the difficulty here is that your body, as we talked in other shows, has a processing time. Your physical processing time, your emotional and your intellectual mind are all at different places in how you want to process something. So just because you want to be better, let's say your father died and you're grieving, just because you've been grieving for 5 years and your friends or your spouse think you should be over it by now because it's annoying or tiring, you want to, but you can't. You still get sad. So the reason is that there's an emotional component that's different from your intellectual mind, so it's different timing. So people need to check in because it's you need to reinforce and keep clearing the emotional energies that are causing you, you know, the inflammation, if it's coming from that place, or even if it's the body, you know, as a registered massage therapist for 18 years, you know, people will come because they're in pain, so they're forced to come, and then they feel better, so then they stop coming, whether it be finances, or they're just busy, or they just don't like the treatment, pain aspect of it, recovery, but then they don't fully heal or get to a new place where they're more stable and consistently at that place of health. So definitely, Mike, I would say if people can just keep coming or even looking at Reiki, like anything else, you need to look at coming in for energy support to your body, just like you do with eating healthy, exercising regularly. It's just one of those things that you have to look at it more like your body is emotional, energetic, and physical and mental. So you've got to support all aspects of your body or you don't get better. It just reverts back.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, and having that reinforcement, I could definitely see being very important and vital. Now, in your experience and with your knowledge, why should a client maybe come to Reiki if they don't necessarily believe in energy or even Reiki at that?
I think most of the people, percentage of people that are coming for the first time, Mike, are coming because they're desperate. To be honest, a lot of times they've tried everything medical or they've been chronically ill or with chronic anxiety or fear or just pain, simply pain. Unfortunately, that when your body is at a place where you have physical manifestations of illness or health issues, that's your last flag saying you missed all the stops on the way, your body telling you, help me, help yourself, stop smoking, stop drinking, stop working too much, stop being angry, stop, you know, all this stuff. So people show up to my door when they've tried, you know, they're tired of being on pills as well. Like they're not getting better. They're just numbing out kind of the actual issue, but just dealing with the symptoms, as they always say. So people come when they are tried everything, and now they're trying something they don't understand or don't even believe in, but they heard it or read about it or heard about it, and they're just open to try. So as long as you're open to try, I think your body has more of a chance to, you know, heal or transcend past what you're experiencing as inflammatory-wise. So so people also show up because, as you mentioned in a few other shows, Mike, people are wanting to do more of a healthy approach to their self-care and their health. People are tired of being kind of locked into medications, which or drugs that kind of create a side effect, or it just numbs them out, but they don't quite feel right either. So, and there's a place for everything with medical as well, but I think people, as you get more education and they grow, they kind of understand more what other options they have that they can try. And Reiki, of course, it doesn't hurt you. You can use it as much as you want, and it's just, and I find it to be very effective. And it's not the Reiki per se, that I'm not healing you, I'm a conduit for this really high vibration energy that's supporting your own body's vibration to kind of raise the vibration to help the person's body heal themselves. So anybody that tells you they're healing you, they're a little bit off track. It's actually your body healing itself with the support of the source of energy.
Gotcha. Yeah, Jose, I definitely have more questions for you on this, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll get more information with Jose Leon. We'll be right back.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Aloha to all you lovebirds out there. Are you thinking about a destination wedding? Let I Do Hawaiian Weddings help you realize that dream. We specialize in Hawaiian destination weddings. Our unique knowledge of the islands and vast experience with amazing locations will help us create the destination wedding of your dreams. We can help you celebrate your love for each other with a sandy beach wedding, flower lay and bouquet, photography and videography, limousine transportation, hula dancing, ukulele music, and a beautiful dove release. We can even assist you with marriage license and online paperwork. I Do Hawaiian Weddings is all about love. So visit us on the web at idohawaiianweddings.com or call us at 808-330-5555 to realize your dream destination wedding in Hawaii now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David, and joining me again is Jose Leon, owner of Transcendent Healing. Now, Jose, of course, before the break, we were discussing a little bit more in depth why people should go to Reiki and why people need to be following up in their process of healing. Now, I wanted to ask you, do you have any examples of a case that maybe you typically see in your practice? And can you tell us a little bit how Reiki helped that individual?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that the people that are coming in, they come with a lot of issues across the board, like, you know, myself and yourself and everybody else has many issues. A lot of people are coming in with a lot of anxiety, particularly a lot of fear, a lot of relationship problems, as you know. Worries about money. So a lot of it is based on a lot of emotional energy. So, and this is why I can't be more adamant about people trying to check in somewhere they tried everything or are going through something difficult, especially emotionally, energetically, or psychologically, because everything that you experience has an energetic component and an emotional component. And this is why you see people sometimes that they go to, let's say, you heard of before, you've done this yourself, you've gone to 5 or 10 or 15, 20 years of even counseling or therapy, but you still haven't shifted, and you get it intellectually, that's the problem. So intellectually, you get coping things to help you shift some, of course, everything helps you shift. But because it's an energetic, emotional thing that's repressed in your body, and you're trying to deal with it from an intellectual, logical place, it doesn't quite shift or heal out of your body. So What I find is that people are understand everything, but so what's happening basically, Mike, is that, for example, you know you need to do this and this in your life to get better. You get it intellectually, right? So an example would be, for example, I'll show an example right now. So I had a client that she hated her mother, and I get this a lot. We all have our things about parents, especially if they're abusive. So she was, you know, physically abused or sexually abused when she was, you know, young. So she always didn't have a connection with her mother, obviously, and she hated her mother, and her mother was an alcoholic and quite a piece of work, of course, made it very difficult. But she's trying to create a relationship, but she just couldn't do it. She just hated her mother and blamed her for everything. So into the future now, she's a full-grown adult, has her own family, but she's still, and the mom's no longer abusive, and, you know, it's kind of okay relationship, but they don't talk about the past. So, but she still doesn't want to, her heart's not open to her, and she doesn't want to talk to her so much, and she just still resents her and hates her, even though her mom isn't being abusive in the present. So how did the Reiki help her? So she's gone to counseling as well, and it's helped her with some ways to look at things and cope strategies from a professional point of view medically. But yet she still can't let go of that anger. She has no compassion or empathy for her mom's situation. It's just upset at her all the time, okay? So she comes to her session, and this is what I love about the Reiki, and it's the energy that supports your body, and then your body will detoxify or balance how it chooses to do that. So, and for her, it may not release in that moment, but it may help her release it in that moment as well. So it's really up to your body and where you're at in your life if you're willing to release it. So when I did the session on her, she basically, you know, was relaxed, and then after when she got up, she was a little bit tearful. And then I asked her, how are you feeling? And she said, in her session, for the first time, she saw, because all her memory is of all the horrible things her mom did to her, from childhood all the way up to her, you know, 40s. But in the session, she got a flash of one memory that she never thought about or forgot about, where she saw her as a little baby, but she saw her mom as a teenager, because her mom had her when she was like, I don't know, 16 or 18, very young. That's why it's on the phone, probably. And she saw her mom all haggard and just so tired and burnt out, trying to cradle her in her arms, as a single mom. And that moment, through the healing, was able to allow the body to release something that seeing her mom one point of vulnerability and sadness and trying her best to raise her alone made her cry. And that opened her heart energy up. It lifted up all the anger because she realized that she blanketed her whole life and only remembering selective memory of the things that were awful by her mom. So that's one example of where the energy allowed her to shift through that memory. And that's only up to your body how it will be. So I've seen it help people release anxiety, fear, even pain right away. It's just quite remarkable what your body, basically your body is that amazing, as you know. It's quite capable of regenerating, healing, and it surprises what people are able to do. So with the energy support, you're able to access that innate healing you have a lot easier.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's super interesting because, you know, a lot of people are able to feel people's energy and they can feel people's pain and they have an understanding of why people are angry or having such heavy energy. Those individuals that have that ability to sense that energy, what is happening there? Is there something different about them? Is there something that they worked on? How is that able to happen?
It's a really good topic, Mike, because usually people that are sensitive, you have people in your life, that are, or you might be as well, Mike, sensitive or the holistic community kind of calls it you're an empathic person. And by that, it means that you can kind of sense or feel other people's energies or emotions or the environmental stress. And the problem with this is that young kids, particularly, are very sensitive. Every generation is more sensitive to feeling energy or emotions because they're more cleaner or open in some sense, or more their vibrations, more raised. So the problem now is that people label, because of our upbringing and cultural beliefs, if you're sensitive, they right away label you like you're a weak person or that something's wrong with you. Okay, and I can understand why people feel there's something wrong with me, but I can feel like I walk into this room, I can feel all the heaviness, or I feel my colleagues, my coworker next to me is a nice person, I feel their anger, I don't want to be around them. There's a reason why you feel that. So there's nothing wrong with you. It actually, what's really, the best way to look at it is to say that you're actually how you should be, meaning that you're feeling the energy that's in the room or the environment because you're more cleaner or sensitive, or your gift of sensitivity is more acute. For example, you got people that can, you know, have a palate, and they can taste all the ingredients in the dish, and I, you know, for me, I can just taste salt and sugar, right, and bitter. So, and the dogs can hear a range of sound that you can access. It's not that that information or that energy frequency or stress is not there. It's just you can't access it because you're not sensitive enough, or your gifts or senses aren't developed enough. So this is like Wi-Fi, radiation. You know, it's bombarding you, the phones, all the time, but you can't tell until you get cancer or sick or something else if it's, you know, contributing from that source. So empathic is actually a gift where people are able to discern more information. So, and the example I always use with my clients is that, you know, you walk into this big black tie party, and she looks across the room. There's this handsome guy in a tuxedo, James Bond looking, great smile, looking at her, smiling at her. But she gets this kind of creepy vibe, like fear, like avoid this person. So the question would be, why? It's because she's empathic, so she has a sense to pick up information that maybe it's his baggage, his anger, or maybe he has ulterior motives, or he has this energy about him, right? So you've heard stories and stories like that before where people sense something. I feel fear to take that flight, and they don't take it, and it crashes or something like this. Or you think about somebody who you haven't talked to in like 6 months, and they call you out of the blue for no reason. So it's because you're feeling the energy, and we're all connected energetically as the world is. So it's actually quite a great gift. But there's nothing wrong with you, but people think there's something wrong with you, or you have anxiety or ADD because you're also wearing the energy of other people that amplifies your own. So I would say if you have young children or you feel everything amplified, you might want to learn an energy tool or go somewhere to help you clear some of this stuff from the environment.
Yeah, that was an excellent suggestion and an excellent explanation as well. Now, what are some events that are coming up for you, and what's in store for you next week?
Well, I'm teaching a Holy Fire Reiki Level 1 and 2 class in November 2nd and 3rd here in Vancouver. So if you are in the area or not too far, you can, you know, come and join us. I'm teaching also a Reiki Master Class, which is a 3-day class on October 4th and 6th. And as well, if people aren't able, you know, well, I know your market's a little bit in the U.S. based here from this radio show, is that I also offer long-distance energy sessions and, you know, intuitive counseling. I've also been invited, I've got some events coming, so I've been invited to teach at Blanche McDonald School of Aesthetics here in Vancouver. And I just wanted to say, just quickly with the Reiki, that I've been noticing even schools of hair, nails, you know, a massage, are also now wanting to bring more talks to do with energy and wellness and how it affects a practitioner. Okay? So I've also been getting in the last year, a lot of medical students doing med school that are coming to interview me to know about Reiki or energy, because it seems like now even the medical curriculum here in Vancouver or in Canada are also required to do a course where they have to seek out energy modules to present in their medical class and how that integrates with patient care. So very interesting what's happening. But so next week, next Friday at 10:30 Pacific time, I will be talking about a different approach than the last two radio shows. I want to talk about how energy, how a person working with energy or even a regular person feels energy as we talk today, and how you can protect yourself from, let's say, negative energy from the environment or people who are, let's say, hateful or abusive, psychic attacking you or dumping their problems, how you can protect and disconnect from that and clear that energy by practical things or using an energy module, and just how to deal with those kind of things.
Excellent. And once more, where can people go to get more information about you and all your services?
You can go to my website. It's joscleon-reiki-rmt.com. My number is 604-839-3500, or you can just type in Google Jose Leon Reiki, and probably the easiest.
Sounds good. Well, Jose, I just want to say thank you so much for once again educating us and sharing such great value with our audience. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Yep.
Good to talk to you again.
Yep, we'll talk to you next time. And for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.